If you'd be so nice as to turn in your Bibles to the 9th chapter of the Gospel of John, John chapter 9. This is a long text, and as somebody remarked, we've having some rather long narratives for our Gospel text the last few weeks. It really is verse 1 through 41, but I'm going to read the first 12 verses aloud. Just as Janine spoke about, this is Jesus interacting with a man who had been blind from birth. The Word of God. As he walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Isn't this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of this, his holy word. Again, will you join me for a brief prayer? Gracious Lord, we thank you for that wonderful, wonder-filled encounter between Jesus and the blind man, and also for all those around him who interacted with Jesus and the blind man. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As he walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. Jesus noticed someone who could use some major TLC. Here was a man born blind since his birth. Now, Jesus has to have a theological lesson with the disciples, and he tells them that the blindness is not due to the man's sin or to the sin of his parents. The world doesn't act like that, work like that. It's much more subtle. So that God's works might be revealed in him. After the tutorial, Jesus heals the blind man. And you note the text? He went and washed and came back able to see. The text is so matter of fact about the man's healing, the miracle. If you read the rest of that narrative, and please do when you go home this afternoon, the rest of the narrative has to deal with the blindness of the Pharisees, Jesus healing on the Sabbath, conflict, doubt, judgment. A wonderful text for a Sunday in Lent. But one takeaway for my sense is to notice for us in the 21st century to notice who is on Jesus' radar. This morning, a man born blind. Who is on your radar and mine? Are we watching out for those who are hurting, alone, battered, hungry, abused, frightened, homeless, confused, living in jail, depressed, neglected, abandoned, and in other ways, adrift? As followers of Jesus, for you and me to demonstrate our faithfulness, we must be careful to have the lens of Christ to see who needs our help. If you look at us as a congregation, we are always seeking to enlarge our footprint in the community. Several of you here always are helping senior citizens with games and friendship at the Devonshire. Many of you get your kicks on Route 66 with Jamie and Kirk Reno, rehabbing homes, trailers, and wheelchair ramps. Some of you take the time every 6 weeks or so to help feed the homeless in Newport News. Some of you are going to give dollars and cents to the One Great Hour of Sharing offering on Easter Sunday, which helps poor people and persons affected by disasters the world over. Many of you contributed big bucks to the Blankets Plus offering, or you purchased Bibles for the Gideons to place in motels and hotels and hospitals. With God's help, we seek to watch out for those in our community, especially those at risk, more so than you and I are at risk. You ever notice something about Jesus and how he managed his time? He always had time for lepers and prostitutes and tax collectors, blind people, and persons with chronic medical problems, and children, and widows, and persons with whom the larger community often neglected or ignored or felt these little people were just throwaway people. What's that commercial on TV? So what's in your wallet? That's not the question for us this morning. It's rather, who's on your radar? That's the question prompted by a text from John. So ask yourself this morning as we go through Lent, who has benefited from your investment of time this past month? Has it been an elementary age child who is behind his or her age group in reading comprehension? Is it children in a local hospital who could use skull caps to keep their heads warm following birth? Has it been a teenager you have befriended as he or she makes career decisions and could use your advice and counsel on the path to proceed? Has it been a neighbor of yours who called on you to provide transportation to medical appointments? Was it a co-worker of yours who begged you to please change the workspace at the office so they would not be so stressed out? Was it a relative who came to you and said, I hate to ask you this, but we're in a desperate financial plight. Can you give us a small loan? I'm asking you these questions to see who's on your radar. Who's on your radar? That can become a tool for seeing if we're acting like Christ-like persons in our interactions with others. The age we live in is so enamored with superficial sound bites and flash in the pan news stories. Here is a sampling from my homepage on MSNBCDEFG.com. Here's a sampling from what the internet Friday was talking about for news stories, what's on their radar. I hope some of these will cause you to chuckle. Stolen Super Bowl jerseys returned to Patriots by the FBI. How about this one? Your phone and other everyday items that are dirtier than a toilet. Girl sells record 100,100 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Where does she put all those boxes? Here's one of my favorites. Kate Middleton. Mm-mm. Stuns in an ice blue gown. Whew. Well, how about this one? When Americans emotionally overspend, they buy toilet paper. And here are my favorite two radar items from Friday's MSN. Michigan teen wins $500,000 lottery, will give most of prize to parents. Yes! And here's my favorite. Can you leave your laundry in the washer overnight? Martha Stewart weighs in. She probably did a lot of laundry when she was in the slammer. Our culture is not so tuned in to bringing attention to Christ-like stories from across the nation. That's why we must constantly be doing that self-inventory to see if we are being faithful to Jesus' words of looking out for hurting persons. I think is it Samuel Jackson who asks, "What's in your wallet?" That's a very important question. Here is a better one. Who's on your radar? Would it be the same person that's on Jesus' radar? Just wondering. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, help us have a radar like Jesus did. Help us notice others who are hurting and then do the things we need to do to bring healing to them and to us. Gracious Lord, help us have perceptive and receptive radars. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.